Ouais. Baby. Oh my God. I'm glad you're okay. No, nothing, nothing. Come here. Let me hold you. Oh, I was having a nightmare. That was, God, that was so horrible. Yeah, you were gone. You were totally gone. I was so worried. No, it was real, baby. It was real. It didn't feel like just a nightmare. Felt so real. Are you okay? Is everything okay? Are you sure? Okay, thank God. That was so bad. Yeah, I still feel really shaky. Okay, I'll try to calm down. No, it's okay. No, leave the lights off. It's fine. I just wanted to make sure that you were here. Oh, I can't even tell you how relieved I am that you're here. I was so worried, babe. It felt so real. You know those dreams where you like literally feel it in your body even after you wake up? It's like a physical feeling. Oh, my stomach feels all like knotted up. Did I wake you up? Oh, sorry, baby. Yeah, I can remember. Can remember like most of it. So I was in the kitchen, and you were in the other room, and these people came, and they broke into the house, and they took you. And I heard them, and I came out, but I was way too late. You were already gone. You know how you know something in a dream, even though like it doesn't make sense that you should know it, but you do? Yeah, I knew that you were in trouble, and I knew that you were totally gone. And I ran outside into the street, but they already drove off with you. Nutmeg and I were running down the street after them, but I knew that I wasn't gonna catch up, and I wasn't gonna get you back. I know. Oh, it was really scary. I wanna hold you and never let you go. Definitely one of the scariest nightmares that I've had. Because it felt like so real, you know. Did we lock the door? Are you sure? Was I yelling in my sleep? Oh, that's so embarrassing. I'm sorry. I'm so embarrassed right now. Like, I always worry that I'm gonna like yell in my sleep or push you off the bed or something. Yeah, please like wake me up next time. No, please, please. please wake me up next time. I know that you're not supposed to wake people up if they have a nightmare, but if something like that happens again, I would much rather that you just wake me up. Yeah, I never want to experience that. It sucked. I would never let anyone take you. No. I protect you from anything. Everything. Yeah, everything, baby. Bad guys, of course, bad guys, that goes without saying. A cougar. Yeah, I would definitely protect you from a cougar. Yeah, a wild bear. It's pretty scary, but yeah, protect you from a wild bear. Hopefully, it's like a panda bear. Yeah, I know it was probably from that movie that we watched the other night. No. Don't know, maybe it's something else. You know how they say like dreams have all those deeper meanings and everything? Yeah. They say that people like think that talking about dreams is one of the most interesting things to talk about. Do you believe it? Like, do you believe that dreams have deeper meanings and stuff? Yeah. I feel like maybe it's kind of true. I don't know. Yeah, maybe I've been feeling a little bit anxious lately. Nothing specific, really. Trying to think. You know what? I was actually thinking about something the other day. I'm kind of embarrassed to tell you, actually. Don't want to tell you. Well, when you came over and we were cooking together, I was kind of getting these vibes from it, like we would make a really good team, you know? Just cooking and like doing home type stuff, and it just seemed like a really nice moment together. Well, yeah, I mean, that didn't cause the nightmare. I mean, I was kind of daydreaming about what it would be like to have a future with you. Well, we would make like a really good home together, I think. I think that we fit really well. And you're really good at the stuff that I'm not good at. So if we had a home together, I feel like we would just work really well, you know? That's all I'm saying. I'm sorry if that like scares you. I don't mean to scare you. Yeah, sometimes I do think about stuff like that. Is that like really out of the blue, or do you ever think about this kind of thing as well? That makes me really happy. Don't know. It's just been in my head for a little while, and I think that you deserve a place to call your own. And I know that things haven't always been so easy for you at home. So I'm just happy that you're here. I don't know, that's probably what the nightmare came from. That plus the scary movie, like, put together. Course I'm happy you're here. If you weren't, then who would wake me up in the middle of my nightmares, and who would hold on to me like a koala in the middle of the night, and who would nuzzle my chest and make cute noises like you do? Exactly, no one. Really, I'm all yours. Oh. Now who's feeling protective? I can tell that you're smiling right now. Even with the lights off, I know that you're smiling. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. See, I definitely kissed your teeth. You're definitely smiling. Fall in love with you all over again every time that I see that smile of yours. I do. So be careful. You've got a dangerous weapon there. I'm not being mushy. I just had a nightmare. Leave me alone. Deal with it. If I want to be huggy and kissy and mushy, just let me. Yeah, I guess that we should probably try to go back to sleep. Turn around and let me put my arms around you. Want to make sure that you're safe and you stay here all night. Security blanket. Everything is okay. Thank you, baby. Good night.